Several years after an election process put behind years of coups and conflicts, Guinea-Bissau's economy still has failed to recover. A government minister, a military colonel, top business officials, a scholar, civil society leaders, and a lawmaker met for 4 days to create a plan for stability and economic growth. The next step was to present the plan to donor countries and organizations to ensure their financial support and guidance. Economic Minister Issoufou Sanha introduced a four-part plan for recovery. Sanha emphasizes balancing social and political stability with economic growth. The steps include making the government more transparent and accountable, creating jobs in the private sector through microfinancing, improving access to basic social services like education and health, and considering the needs of vulnerable groups in society like the elderly and children. Sanha says good governance is needed to create an environment where the private sector can flourish. He says dialogue with donor countries and organizations is essential. It is in the private sector that Makaria Bara is trying to revive her country. Bara, who is the president of the Chamber of Commerce of Bissau, says some donors have lost confidence in the nation.
You know, when you have a vision, you tell people they have to think about it, especially in terms of Guinea-Bissau, that nobody now believes that it's capable of staying away from conflict definitively.
Despite a history of military upheaval since independence from Portugal, Bari says Guinea-Bissau is a young country and needs another chance to prove it is capable of good governance and political stability.
After the colonial era, we had only one high school. So how do you expect this whole population to be good managers, to be good technicians, etc.? So it's like they supported people who at the time didn't know the value. They were not trained. So now we wanted to be trained.
Aid workers said economic recovery and stability in Guinea-Bissau also depends on a reformed military. It was the military mutiny in 1998 that resulted in civil war. In 2003, it was the military who overthrew then-President Kumba Yala. Colonel Arsenio Balde from the military tribunal says laws are being put into place to rein in the power of the security forces in the country.
The reform is exactly to achieve that goal, you know, to have army under the control of civilian elected personnel, to avoid any future clashes and problems, crises or coups or things like that.
Balde says poor living conditions and lack of food for the military are also aggravating the situation. He says these can be solved with a proper budget. In 2006, aid from international donors in Guinea-Bissau totaled more than $250 million. Experts stress more transparency was needed in the government to handle aid money. Guinea-Bissau usually ranks as one of the most corrupt countries in the world in surveys done by economic watchdog groups. Carrie Barber for VOA News Dakar.
请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com。